dad story.
Everyone's got a dad story.
I got dad.
Apparently, yeah. All right, so this is Carrie with her daddy story.
Hello, my name is Carrie. So I have a dad story, and my dad is probably the polar opposite of others' dad, because he's been in law enforcement for the last, what, 30-some years? He's a probation officer. He probably did. He's in the West Coast of America. He might have busted your dad.
Don't tell him you know me, because he might actually have to ask you if you know Ross Butler.
So, this is a story about my dad and my dad's dad, my grandpa. So, my dad, to kind of paint a picture, kind of a Healy groovy counselor guy. Even though he's a probation officer, he has a master's in psychology, he deals a lot with people with addiction problems. He kind of lives in a Healy groovy place, so to speak. And then, you know, a generation before, his father fought in the war. But he looked like a mix between John Wayne and Ronald Reagan.
Ooh.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Early John Wayne and early...
Early Ronald Reagan.
So a handsome man.
Very handsome.
Not
oiled
like what...
the hair back.
Yeah. Not what they would have looked like.
Very tall. He was very lean. He had to put rocks in his clothes to weigh in when he was in the Navy. He was just a very tall, slight, like, wiry, kind of sexy guy, if you can say that about your own grandfather. But, so
let's,
he
let's
was...
Let's keep our daddy story a little cleaner.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah, right? So that's my grandfather. My grandfather and my grandmother had my dad when my grandma was 17 and my grandpa was 19. So they didn't really know a whole lot about how to do the parent thing. And I think at maybe that time in history, you know, you went to war and you fought the good fight and then that's who you were and you had some really strong ideas about being a man. So imagine this John Wayne, Ronald Reagan man raising the Healy Ruby. I want to look at the stars and the flowers. Kid, imagine, you know, my dad's maybe 5 years old, and he has that feeling that maybe you can all relate to, I definitely can, of daddy's home, right? You hear the car come in, maybe you haven't seen him all day, he's probably not at school yet, and daddy's home. So he was really excited to see his dad, and he went and picked some flowers. And Daddy was home, and he ran out to the driveway and said, Daddy, these are for you. And my grandpa took those flowers and said, men don't give men flowers, and threw them on the floor.
Aww.
So that was, I think, a feeling that my dad always, as a Healy Groovy counselor, man, probably did a lot of therapy about that moment. Really going back to that moment, that probably first time he felt that really deep rejection from his own parent. And kind of maybe spawned him a little bit, I don't know. But it was a moment that marked his life for a good long time. Just that rejection. So, time passes as it does, and my dad goes and gets his master's in psychology and goes through some therapy and comes in that full circle and talks to his parents at one point and said, okay, Dad, I really want to tell you about this moment that's kind of shaped who I am, and I go back to over and over again, and I need to reconcile this at some point. Like, that really hurts. And my grandpa, a man of few words, just kind of hung his head and said, you know, the things we do to our children that we don't even know. And the next day, my grandpa sent my dad flowers.
Aww.